This goes to Dr. Anderson, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Myers with bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was April 21st of this year. She has been feeling well since her last visit. She's tired most of the time, and her weight is down 7 pounds over the last 6 months. She states that she really doesn't sleep very well at night, so she believes that's why she's tired most of the time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Hand tremors are chronic and stable. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily, as well as Entresto, 24/26 milligram twice a day. And Amitiza, 8 milligram daily for constipation. Oxybutynin is 5 milligram daily. Crestor, low-dose aspirin. Synthroid is 50 microgram daily. Physical exam, weight is 138 pounds. Pulse is 70. Blood pressure, 108 over 70. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular today. No murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/5/2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.97, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.3, sodium 138, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.1. Hemoglobin 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension with controlled blood pressure. 2, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure history, currently controlled with bisoprolol and Entresto. And 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.